there's educational technology, and then there's assistive technology, and they really need to be working together so that students with disabilities have the same options as students who don't use AT to meet those goals. Educational technology is really what's used by every student. It's typically either selected by a district, or sometimes a state will deploy specific types of educational technology to use by school districts. Sometimes teachers will select their own educational technology to be used within a curriculum. And that's something that is matched to the curriculum and to the goals of the curriculum. An example of an educational technology would be a digital textbook. Under the federal definition of assistive technology, AT is designed specifically for individuals with disabilities in order to give them access to the environment or to a curriculum or to an experience. What we sometimes find is that the term assistive technology is used more universally, and sometimes the perception that assistive technology can be for everyone. For example, there have been a lot of built-in accessibility features added to EdTech products. Text-to-speech is a really common example. And we will open that up and call it assistive technology for everyone. But assistive technology really meets the definition when it is matched and required by a specific student. So if I have a reading disability and I need text-to-speech, that's really assistive technology for me. And it's so important that that be recognized as my need for AT and that it be documented either in an IEP or a 504 plan. That's to be distinguished from, say, I'm a student who may like to use text-to-speech once in a while because I may want to close my eyes while I'm listening, or maybe I want to take advantage of listening while I'm riding on the bus. But it's not essential. It's not a functional access need that I have due to a disability.